Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una.
Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. I am excited, as always, that you are here. And we are going to have an amazing episode. We are going to learn from my five-year-old daughter today, okay? But before we do that, I want to give a big shout out to a doctor who reviewed the EntreMD podcast. And if you haven't had a moment to do this yet, if you could go leave us a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. 5 stars, always appreciated, okay? All right, so this is from Dr. Romana, and she says, I love this podcast. I found Dr. Una on Facebook a few months ago and have been listening to her every day on my drive to work. She has helped me so much to thrive during this pandemic. The information she gives is practical, spot on, and very impactful. Keep up the good work, Dr. Una. Thank you so much, Romana. Like, you have no idea how happy it makes me that you're talking about thriving during a pandemic. Like, this is absolutely 100% made my day. I'm glad I get to drive with you to work every morning as you go. And I am rooting for you. And, you know, this is just the beginning of your thriving. Thank you so much for your review. 100% made my day. All right. So today we're going to be looking at business lessons from my five-year-old daughter. All right. And this is an episode where I want you to go to your social media platforms afterwards, take a snapshot, a screenshot of this episode, and share your biggest aha moment, okay? And you're going to shout out Esther, my five-year-old, because I'm telling all her business, okay? And she's being generous and letting me share her story. So we'll give her a shout out, make her feel special, okay? All right. So we had gone to Legoland. And my five-year-old is the last of my 4 kids, okay? So I have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and the 5-year-old. So they go to ride these mini go-karts. And for some reason, my 5-year-old ends up at the beginning of the queue. So the other 3 older ones were behind her. And she didn't quite know how to ride the mini go-karts. So she'll ride for a little bit, she'll stop, she'll try again, she'll bump into the wall, she'll try again, but tenacious, she never stopped, right? But she was going slower and there was no speed lane and slow lane. So her 3 siblings had to ride behind her. Well, they were determined to have a fun time anyway, so they had a fun time. And after the ride was over, you know, they get out of the cart and they come back to where we were seated. And my husband's like, so that was an interesting experience, right? And he was referring to, you know, riding the go-kart, you know, that's it. And it's like, so what did you guys learn from that? So he's, you know, almost always in coach mode. And so my son says, the 10-year-old, he says, to never ride behind the amateur. I wasn't being mean. My daughter laughed about it. But when he said that, I was like, well, isn't that interesting, right? Never ride behind. Why? Because he could have gone faster. He could have gone so many more laps, but he couldn't do what he had the potential to do because of who was leading him. Okay? Many of you have experienced this in traffic where, you know, the light is green, the person in front of you is just driving, like, you know, they have nowhere to go. And the light turns yellow and they speed up and disappear. And guess who's behind the red light? You are, right? So same concept. And you may go like, yeah, those people in traffic. Oh my gosh, those people. But you're an entrepreneur. You're a leader. So what this actually means, if you look inwards, is that you and I, we are the lid for our people. We're the lid. Like, we can literally stop people from becoming their best selves if we don't grow as leaders. Now, this is not something to make you all afraid and frantic and go like, that's too much responsibility, because you're going to be a lid somewhere. You're a leader somewhere, right? But this is just for you to look at what you do in a different way, okay? So as an entrepreneur, you're the lid for your organization, right? Like, so for EntreMD, I'm the lid. I determine how big this grows. I determine how big this gets, right? For my staff, my team members, I'm the lid. For my tribe, for my clients, I'm a lid. And that's the same for you in your business, right? So this is one of these episodes where we're going to look inwards, okay? You and I both, we're going to look inwards and we're going to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be better. As an entrepreneur and as a leader, one of the things you should have a really high value for is becoming the best version of yourself. Because when you elevate, everybody elevates. When you do more, you show people what is possible, right? When you are a better leader, you inspire people to go further, to take that extra mile, to dream a little bigger. So we don't have the option of not growing and all of that. Like, we don't. Like, you can't be an entrepreneur and do that, okay? So let's look at five areas, right, where we should review. Five areas. So the first one is, are you actively dreaming bigger? Are you actively dreaming bigger? Because you're the lid. If your people watch you dreaming big, they get inspired to dream big. If they watch you going like, you know, we're here, we've arrived, you know, having little dreams, they're not inspired. So are you dreaming big? So for instance, at EntreMD, my big dream is to help 80,000 doctors learn how to build profitable businesses so they can live life and practice medicine on their terms. It's a big dream. What's your dream? And I didn't start from 80,000, okay? So don't think like your dream has to look like mine, but at every point in time, you should be dreaming the biggest dream you can. One that it's a stretch goal, right? So it's not a kill goal. It's not so big, like you can't even believe for it because it's just too big, but it should stretch you where you gulp and you're like, well, it takes a lot of work, but we can do it, right? So are you dreaming big? Are you constantly striving to dream bigger? Because when you do that, you inspire everyone around you to do the same. Okay. The second question is, are you dealing with your limiting beliefs? Because your limiting beliefs may become your team members' limiting beliefs, your clients' limiting beliefs, your tribe's limiting beliefs. Like, think about that. So if you think, oh, I can't earn that much money, then you need to go to work because it's not just about you, but it's about all the people you help. They're going to have the same limiting belief you have. They could. You don't believe I can be a great speaker. Then what does that do? What does that limiting belief do to the people around you? Oh, I can't work with influential people. What does it do? I can't build that kind of practice. What does it do? I can't hire good people. What does that do? So as a leader, one of the things you do is you do an inventory of the thoughts you're thinking and you work on it and you get rid of those limiting beliefs, not just for you, but also for the people that you lead, for the people in your tribe, for the people that are your clients. You do it for them, okay? Third, am I on a path of continual personal development? Am I on a path, right? So one of the things that happened after I was done with residency and all that, it was like, you know, I've dedicated so many years of my life learning and studying and reading all these big books and burning the midnight candle and all of that. And I didn't say this out loud, but subconsciously I was like, I'm done. Like, I may read a book here and there, but I'm not going to throw myself at education or throw myself at acquiring new skills like I did in medical school or like I did in residency. I'm like, I'm done. I mean, I paid my dues. Now, that's fine if you're not going to do anything. But if you're building a movement, if you're building a business, if your life impacts other people's lives, it is a huge disservice to them if you're not going to continue to develop yourself. Every 90 days, people should look at you and go like, you're different, right? You should have learned something new. You should, and when I say something new, I don't really mean something completely different. It could be something new that makes what you already do better, right? But you should be better. People should look at you and know, like, this person means business. This person is getting better. This person is reading the books. This person is coming up with new content. This person, we are watching her. We're watching him grow right in front of us. Why? One is that the people under you adopt that same thing, like, I can change. I can be better. I can do more, right? And two is you can help them better. Because sometimes it's just one little tweak. One little tweak in your speaking, one little tweak in your selling, one little tweak in your ability to serve others, one little tweak in your mindset, one little tweak. A lot of times it's one little tweak it takes. It's one little tweak. I read about Mark Cuban. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, worth $3 billion, the last time he checked, $3 billion, and had 150 companies at the time. And one of his habits was he read for 3 hours a day, but what caught my attention was the fact that they said he read 3 hours a day looking for one good idea, just one good thing that I can add to what I already have. Now, as a side, if someone who's worth $3 billion is reading for 3 hours a day, I mean, what does that say to you, right? That's like continual personal development on crack. So invest in your personal development. So that means read the books. That means listen to the podcast. That means take the course. That means get a coach. That means invest in yourself. You are your best asset. Okay? Invest in yourself. So as a coach, don't coach people if you're not willing to improve on yourself. That's a disservice. You're the lid. You're their lid, right? Don't do it. Instead, continue to grow and be an example of what is possible. Be an example of what is possible. Okay? All right. Area number four. Am I taking bold action, right? Because learning is great if you'll do something with it, right? Am I taking bold steps? Are people, can my tribe, can my clients, can my team, can they see that I'm striving for more? Can they see me stretching? Can they see me doing uncomfortable things? Can they see me doing hard things? Can they see me putting my action where my mouth is, where my dreams are? Can they see it? Am I saying yes to hard things, right? When opportunities come my way and they scare me, like back in the day, that meant don't do it. These days, what it means is do it. One more thing to conquer. One more thing to conquer, right? So are you taking bold steps as a leader, as an entrepreneur? You have no idea how it inspires your people, because your people will say, oh, you know, Dr. Una never backs down from something like that. I can do it. You can inspire people without saying anything by what you do. So when was the last time you did something that scared you spitless? When was the last time you stretched and did something you'd never done before? When was the last time? If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a leader, if you have people whose lives are impacted by your life, you owe it to yourself, number one, but you also owe it to them to take action, bold action, because it'll inspire them. It'll inspire them. Okay? All right. Number five, am I serving at the highest level? Am I serving at the highest level? Now, you know, one of the things that happens when you become an entrepreneur. So say you start a private practice and you're like, I'm not like all those other private practice owners, right? You know, they're bigger. They know what they're doing. They have everything together. Everybody looks like they have it together on the outside, right? Like most successful people look that way. Sometimes what it does is because you can't serve at their level, maybe, you know, like when I started my practice, it was just me. I couldn't have Saturday hours and evening hours every day and all of that stuff. I couldn't. Right? But I could still serve at a high level. I couldn't compete on that, but I could compete on some things. I was a small practice at the time. So we could know all your kids' names. We could get you in and out in an hour. We could be warm and friendly. We weren't as rushed. I mean, there were things I could compete on. So I could serve at the highest level for where I was. And as we grew, we served higher and higher and higher. So with the clients that you're working with now, are you serving them at the highest level with your tribe that listens to you? Like I'm on this podcast. Am I serving my listeners at the highest level? Am I doing that? Okay. And this is one of those, you know, when you're done listening to this episode, you're going to kind of go like, okay, I need to have a conversation with myself. But remember that like Esther, you're a lid and you can stop somebody with the huge potential if you refuse to grow. Okay. So am I dreaming big? Am I tackling my limiting beliefs? Am I committed to continual personal development? Am I taking bold action? Am I serving at the highest level? Those are the five questions you need to ask yourself and set yourself up to be that entrepreneur, to be that leader that my son would love to have lead him. Right? So he said, don't drive behind the amateur. You would be that leader, that entrepreneur. He said, oh my God, I love driving behind you. Okay? So my son is rooting for you. Okay? Be that leader. He's waiting. He would love to ride behind you. But I want you to make a commitment. So ask yourself the questions, then make a commitment to become the best version of you. Okay? That means you're going to learn. That means you're going to get rid of limiting beliefs. That means you're going to push yourself to dream big. You're going to invest in yourself for personal development. You're going to take action even though you're scared. You're going to serve at a high level. You are going to stretch yourself so you can lift the lid higher. And people can go like, oh my goodness, that's possible. Let's do it. I can build that kind of business. Let's do it. I can have that kind of result. Let's do it. Be an inspiration. Be an inspiration. Okay. So I need you to think about it. It could be your next birthday and people come and they celebrate you. Your family comes and they celebrate you, but your clients, your patients, your audience, your tribe, they also say, I'm so glad. I'm so happy for the day you were born because of you, look at what I've been able to do with my life. Because of you, look at what is now possible for me. Okay. And I want that to be your story. I want to hear about your birthday and what happened. Okay. So make that commitment. I can't wait to celebrate you. And remember, as always, the conversation doesn't need to end here. You can find us in the free private Facebook group, EntreeMD. Just search for it in the Facebook tab. And I will see you on the next episode of the EntreeMD podcast.
If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an EntreeMD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.